You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
What are the most difficult challenges right now?
The difficult challenges are we have, at some point in time, they have to move here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
We don't have housing for 50 more people at Martha's Vineyard. This is September 16, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you right to our Rumble page. You'll see previous postings and our current live report direct from the studio. Join us. So there's a Martha's Vineyard spokeswoman saying, we just don't have enough room. I'm waiting for any moment for the White House to send out word. President Biden is issuing a declaration of natural disaster for vineyards, Martha Vineyard, because 50 illegals were delivered there by Governor DeSantis. Do you think he considers that to be a crisis when they show up in a liberal enclave like that? And of course, you were told yesterday, and I told you that that's what they're saying publicly, but behind the doors they're whispering, what the hell are we going to do with all these people? We don't want them here. You know, we want them here. We bring them here to work and do something. And so they send this spokeswoman out there, and she says, we don't have room here. There are numerous mansions, including former President Barack Obama, on that island. His mansion has 15 to 28 rooms. Who knows? I haven't been inside of it. Maybe you would know. But they have a lot of room, and they got inns for tourists every summer and any time of the year. So they have people in and out all the time and places to stay. She is right. We don't even have enough room for our workers. You know why? Because most of the workers board a ferry and come over by ferry early in the morning to get to work wherever they're needed. Unless they happen to be one of the housemaids or help at one of the mansions. They get to maybe stay over. They've got a sign when you arrive at Martha's Vineyard. We respect women. First words out. We value black lives. We stand with our LGBTQ community members. We stand with immigrants, with refugees, with indigenous peoples, with people of all faiths. We stand with our community. But we can't take these 50. We just don't have room. Can't help them. We'll get in more details of not only Martha's Vineyard currently and the immigration issue, but what they're doing about it and what they plan to. And you realize, in the midst of all of this, the Biden White House is still clueless. You're going to hear a bumbling interview from the White House spokeswoman later that I'll warn you right now, you probably don't want to hear or make sure only adults are in the room, because it's that terrifying. And also, the California governor says, you know, what we need to do is charge DeSantis and Abbott with kidnapping. Right. Facebook admits spying on users, giving your information to the FBI. Twitter exec says, yeah, we are in bed with China. TikTok says, we will not stop transferring your data to China. Our guest today, Jordan Boyd with The Federalist, looks at the TikTok COO denying that they're even collecting data. But they are, and they're giving it out to China. Greenpeace founder says, you know, I'm so disgusted with what Greenpeace is now. Our climate agenda got hijacked by politics and money grab. You're going to hear from him later. And then Don Lemon Fruitcake lost his primetime program with his name on it. But he's smiling. He's putting on the best face. It says a new job, and I'm going to move from prime time to morning day show, which has been, is, and will continue to fail. But he's going to tell you how Don Lemon is going to make lemonade out of this change. Again, behind the smile, anger, frustration, because the new boss at CNN is supposedly going to try to make it a legitimate news organization. You can't even have Don Lemon fruitcake on your air if that's your intent. But he is losing his primetime program. We've got a lot to cover. Make sure you lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof. Plus, quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Run, run, run with a railroad when their backs are turned. Run, run, run with a railroad when their backs are turned.
Run, run, run with a railroad.
Get out of their sight.
When the engine turns, then you gotta move on, and you
gotta move on at night.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
President Biden calls this a political stunt. The political stunt is Mayorkas and the vice president saying that the border is secure and the border is closed, when just in the month of July, 199,000 illegal immigrants came into our country. Since Joe Biden's been president, we're over 3 million encounters with illegal immigrants, not including the gotaways, and they want to call it a political stunt. The political stunt is at the border. The illegal stunt is at the border, where this administration is purposely and deliberately ignoring federal law that Congress has passed, so much so that they're not even sending these immigrants back who have judges who don't agree with their asylum case and have ordered immigration to send them back to their host country. And they're not doing that. That's the illegal stunt that's going on in our country right now.
That's not just a stunt. That is an out-and-out act of treason against our country. That's right. I said treason. You're listening then to Congressman Greg Stube, Republican of Florida. Yes, it is true the left is calling out DeSantis and Abbott for sending illegals to D.C., to New York City, to Martha's Vineyard, to other Democrat areas. That it's all a political stunt. You're using people as pawns, as if the Democrats have not been doing that anyway. They've been using illegals at pawns, and hopefully to become voters for them. The fact cannot be denied that our border is supposed to be protected. And when President Biden took his oath of office, he swore to uphold our Constitution and protect this nation. And the first thing he did was basically, the border's open. Now, again, the White House is still trying to walk around and say, well, you know, it's not really open, and it's secure. Mayorkas himself, Department of Homeland Security, said that the other day. The border is secure. But then admitted, well, secure and safe are two different things. They should be one and the same when it comes to your border. So when Governor Abbott sends a couple busloads into D.C. to the home of the official residence of Vice President Harris, of course you're going to hear the cries out that this is wrong, it's a political stunt, and you're using these people. And now suddenly they are human beings, whereas before the left was looking at them as added votes to come into the country. Not people, votes. And all the humanity that they've expressed, and all the humanity that Trump did not show, we're now seeing how they really react when the issue is right in front of them. See, they are good and safe in their liberal enclaves, their blue cities, their blue states, far from the border. And they can say, we are a sanctuary city. We are a sanctuary state. Martha's Vineyard has proclaimed itself to be a sanctuary. Well, apparently not. Apparently not, because when DeSantis sends in just 50, they suddenly start decrying, we can't handle them. And the one of the first words out of the spokeswoman for the Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce is, we just are going to have to find someplace else to send them. We can't handle them here. We don't have any way to handle them. They're going to have to go somewhere else. They're not even going to attempt to handle them, not even attempt to place them somewhere. And there are hotels there. In California and in Arizona, let's just deal with Arizona. We found documentation, if you recall, several months ago. I was pointing out to you that federal agencies had overtaken a hotel. I want to say it's a Courtyard Hotel. I don't recall the exact name. But basically, they had taken it over, and they were using it to house illegals in the Scottsdale area. So the same thing could happen in Martha's Vineyard, if they wanted to. Tell the hotel owners, you're going to start taking some of these people. Wipe out some of your rooms. I'm sorry, you know you got guests coming. They have to go. They can't come in. You got to cancel the reservations. Give them their money back. We're going to house these folks here because we have no place else. They will not accept the responsibility. And, of course, they're very big about passing the buck, which is something the president from Missouri, Harry S. Truman, said, no, the buck stops here. Well, the buck did not stop there, and it continues to go all over the place to where it's diluted, but it's not solving anything. It's just creating more inflation and more troubles. But when the White House spokeswoman, even other members of the news media, it had been just Peter Ducey for Fox News questioning the White House spokeswoman on a constant basis about immigration. Yesterday, almost every reporter on the front row, as she came out to speak, started asking questions. But you would think she'd be prepared. This is the woman that they held up her qualifications, according to the White House, when they made the big announcement, is she's the first transgender woman to serve as the White House press secretary. Apparently, that was the extent of her qualifications. And I warn you now, what you're about to hear can be kind of like they put warnings up of what you're about to see is might be too difficult to watch. This might be too difficult to listen to, but bear up if you can as she's asked a question and tries to find an answer.
Does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure?
What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that to make sure that to make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed or expelled. And again, the facts are more individuals encountered at the border will be removed or expelled this year than in any previous year. But that's the work that we have been doing.
Is the border secure?
I'm just going to refer back to the Vice President. We agree with her. We agree that the border is secure, but there is still more work to be done.
Oh, my God. Was that not a train wreck unfolding before your very eyes? She was absolutely clueless. You thought she would have been prepared for a question like that when she went out there. She had no facts at hand. She had nothing. She was stumbling and bumbling. Listen, when things are happening live, believe me, I know as the decades of this business, there are times that you kind of lose your thought and what you're going to say. I understand. I can accept that. But this is not a rare occasion. This is a normal occasion for this Karine Jean-Pierre as a White House spokeswoman. As bad as we thought Jen Psaki is, Jen Psaki looked like an Einstein compared to KGP here. She has no knowledge, doesn't know how to have her hands ready to show you the knowledge. Couldn't answer any of the question. Just said, well, I'm going to refer back to the Vice President. VP Harris doesn't have any answers either. She got stopped yesterday by reporters as she was leaving an event, or at least they were trying to question her. But what do you think about those two busloads of illegals that Governor Abbott sent to your official residence at the Naval Observatory? And they just let them out on the lawn. She just looked at the reporter and kept walking. The facts are that we have an accelerated number of illegals inside the country since Biden took over. And there's nothing being done to secure the border more so. They are going to build a stretch of the wall that they've determined that will help. And even they've acknowledged maybe we need part of a wall. But they're not still stopping the flow of those coming across. One Border Patrol drone the other day caught something like 1,000 crossing in an area that they didn't have any agents. And I can't emphasize enough, we're not just talking about illegals coming here and looking for a better job and an opportunity. I understand that, but we've got folks all over the world that would love to do that. There are folks in Africa, the Middle East, elsewhere that want to come to this nation because they think their chances and opportunities would be better here. I fully understand that. Those of you who live here, that you are a U.S. citizen, if you were born here, you got born with a golden ticket in your mouth. Good for you. Those who have come and become naturalized Americans, also good for you. But we've got many in the pipeline for legal immigration, and these folks are jumping in front of the line. And again, when they refer to them up in Martha's Vineyard, they do not call them illegal. No, they're going to call them migrants. Migrants are those who move from one area to another with or without government assistance, but at least they're not stepping over a border because they know they could be shot. Well, we're not going to shoot them down, obviously. But the other key is, among those that are coming here for a better life and so forth, there are no doubt terrorists infiltrating, coming in with them, and they're going to be inside our country setting up various cells. When and how often they're going to be given the signal to start some kind of terrorist activity, we unfortunately have to wait to see. In the meantime, the FBI is focusing its attention on parents showing up at school board meetings, and Facebook is logging in anything that anyone says that's derogatory or dissenting about the 2020 election, or maybe dissenting about upset with the government in any way. Their Facebook is making sure that your private messages you thought were private going to a friend on Facebook are going right to the FBI in the field office nearest you. We have a total failure going on here, and you cannot deny the fact that you have to start with Biden. Biden has been in office since 1973. He came into office when Nixon was president, and Texas Congresswoman Van Dyne points out how much he's failed.
He's been in office for 50 years and he's never been down there. Neither have these mayors from New York and D.C. and Chicago. They haven't had to deal with the effects of what's happening at our borders. I was a mayor in a Texas city and I saw firsthand what happens when you have illegal immigrants come into your city. You can't plan for them. You don't have the infrastructure. We saw our schools overrun. We were building schools that by the time they were open were already too small. We saw people come in and not have enough housing, what it did to our infrastructure, and we were not prepared.
And she was a mayor of Irving, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro complex, kind of north of that area. 250,000 estimated residents in that city. In Martha's Vineyard, 16,000 residents, but they accommodate up to 100,000 for tourism. But suddenly another 50 illegals, it's just too much to handle. The California governor is suggesting maybe we need to charge DeSantis and Abbott with kidnapping. Well, the Arizona attorney general has his response.
And the reality is Governor DeSantis should be praised because apparently he's the only one that can make the airlines actually get flights to arrive on time and at the destination they're supposed to be. And the reality is the Democrats were welcoming people illegally coming to our country with free flights and, you know, free hotel rooms. And now apparently when their itineraries include, you know, liberal cities, that's when they're finally going to object. And the reality is in places like Martha's Vineyard, we haven't seen a panic like this since the Jaws from Sharks. So the left is finally getting a
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. The Jaws from Shark, that was the big concern then. Now it's 50 illegals. We just don't have room for them. Coming up, a closer look at how Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and all the rest of them are duping you and giving info to China. Stand by, please.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Twitter leadership is misleading the public, lawmakers, regulators.
Explosive new testimony about major security concerns inside Twitter.
This enormously influential company was over a decade behind industry security standards.
Twitter's former cybersecurity chief, Peter Mudge Zatko, alleging the tech giant is rife with security flaws and oversights that leave it and its users vulnerable.
When an influential media platform can be compromised by teenagers, thieves, and spies, and the company repeatedly creates security problems on their own, this is a big deal for all of us.
And it is indeed a big deal. And again, he is no longer with Twitter. He was a former head of security, but he got fired by the company in January. He filed a whistleblower complaint with the SEC alleging the company, quote, prioritized profits over security. And so he's been testifying in front of Congress. And that was part of what you were hearing in that NBC report. Peter Zatko, talking about how Twitter has been giving false information as far as what it does and what it doesn't do. The Chinese government officially bans Twitter, the company itself, according to Zatko, but it's been eager to find a way, Twitter has, to get back to the Chinese Communist Party and work with them. So the Twitter cooperation with the Chinese government apparently is twofold. One is user data security, and Zatko did disclose that Twitter had notified, or the FBI rather, they had notified Twitter that at least one Chinese agent was working in the company. No word on exactly what they did with that employee. We'll come back to that issue in a moment. But it was just yesterday that we also had a report from the New York Post that Facebook has been spying on private messages and data of American users. And Facebook has apparently been informing the FBI, if you happen to express anything on your Facebook page that is anti-government, now stop for a second. What does anti-government mean? Because you voice an objection about something? I guess that would qualify as anti-government. And if you voice anything anti-authority sentiments, anti-authoritarian, well, again, that would get you suddenly sent to FBI. If you question the 2020 election still, oh, my God, yes, you're going to be sent your information direct to the FBI. And one source said all of that was done outside the legal process without probable cause. And Facebook then provides the FBI with private conversations, which are protected by the First Amendment if you don't have a subpoena. And all of the leads are then transferred to the lowest, or rather the closest FBI office to you. This is what big tech has grown into. It is Big Brother watching over you and deciding what you can and can't say. And we already know that from how the Hunter Biden story was handled going into the Biden-Trump election. When they had it in their hands, when the New York Post came out with a story, and all of them either ignored it or because the FBI had already said, you know, be aware of Russian propaganda, they just said, that must fit the pattern, that's Russian propaganda, we're going to ignore it. Even a legitimate news operation would have at least said, this has surfaced, the FBI had warned agencies and tech companies to be aware of it, and just kind of put it out for the public to make a decision. Nope. They just shut it down. They don't want you to know about it. Just kept a lot of the public from being aware of it. Surveys have shown that numerous voters would have changed their vote if they'd known about it. Senator Grassley, in part of the hearings the other day, questioning Peter Zeitko, the former head of security at Twitter.
While at Twitter, you raised concerns with their policy allowing Chinese advertisement. What was Twitter's response?
In a nutshell, it was, we're already in bed. It would be problematic if we lost that revenue stream. So figure out a way to make people comfortable with it.
Yeah, figure out a way to make the people comfortable because we do not want to lose that information. And in one case, a Chinese employee, or rather an employee, was found to be an agent of the Chinese Communist government. And the attitude of the superiors was, well, we have one in the building. What's the difference if we have more than one? Coming up, my guest is going to take a closer look at some of this for you. Maybe answer some of your questions. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, sir.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. We have a guest coming up, and we've got her online, right? Got her established. We're working on it still. Not quite yet. We do have her. Okay. I was confused about that. Jordan Boyd, is with a Federalist. Glad to have you on board, Jordan. I wasn't sure if we'd made connection or not.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, before you came in, we were talking about some of the testimony that was given by the former Twitter security exec who had been fired and how much his company was in bed with China and selling out security just to keep a relationship with them. And then we have the TikTok CEO the other day saying that we're not sharing anything, or we won't shut down anything. We are sharing biometadata. And you have a piece also saying that they're not, TikTok is denying they collect, first of all, and that they're not giving anything out. It's gotten to the point where the public just doesn't know what to make of all this. You say,
yeah,
you say basically that they are indeed using biometric data and probably giving it to China and others. Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. Well, what we know is that Senator Kyrsten Sinema did ask the chief operating officer for TikTok a couple of days ago now whether or not they use any sort of facial, voice, audio, body recognition that would sort of profile an individual, keep that information on hand. And, you know, if they are collecting that information, what are they using it for? And the CEO did deny this, but one of the things that's explicitly stated in TikTok's user policy for U.S. users is that they are allowed to not only garner this information from users, but they do collect it and store it. And so it's one of those things where they're saying one thing, but their privacy policy certainly allows for something else. And it's very hard to know exactly what's going on. We do know from previous reporting, though, that TikTok does have some security concerns. I mean, they're owned by the Beijing-based ByteDance. And there are reports that they've given communist China access to things and that employees in China have access to things that they're not supposed to. So that's very concerning.
Well, we have pointed out before on this program, and it's good for to have you on board to re-verify. For instance, TikTok is owned by ByteDance out of Beijing. And the Chinese communists basically have a rule: if you're doing business with us, we have access to everything you have. In other words, any secrets, so forth, they become our proprietary information as well. That does not stop them. If any company is going to do any business with China, then everything is open. I mean, our military and Pentagon have already had to deal with this issue when it comes to if we're going to have any parts of anything in our military arsenal manufactured in China.
Sure, yes, it's certainly concerning. And, you know, I think that's something that the Trump administration, especially towards the end of Trump's tenure, was something that they put in the foresight. They said, you know, we need to deal with this, which is why they looked so intently at removing TikTok and sort of making sure that they had all of these security issues barred from the U.S. But unfortunately, those have sort of been put on the back burner under this new administration. But they are still very much issues and things that U.S. users need to be on the lookout for. I mean, TikTok is a very, very popular app, especially with young children, and it's dangerous to know that this information could be collected and out there and maybe at the hands of the Communist Party.
Well, the other thing is, and you point out that their policy actually reads, we may collect biometric identifiers and biometric information as defined under U.S. laws, such as face prints and voice prints from your user content. They say that in the policy, but then they also say, well, it's only one required by law, and if only a few select states are preventing us from doing it, that you have to seek required permission. I know every time you sign up for something like this, you have a long list of things to read, and you just simply scroll to the end of it and check, yeah, I read it. We didn't read it. We didn't really understand if we had taken time to read it. I mean, the fine print is entrapping thousands and millions of Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, TikTok, this is not something new for them. They announced a couple weeks ago now that they're opening up an election center where they, you know, can encourage users to register to vote. And one of our Federalist writers, culture editor Emily Jashinsky, recently noted, you know, that really allows them to build this profile based on data about location and stuff about U.S. voters and where they're trending and what they're doing. And TikTok uses algorithms, and they could very easily, they have the capability to go in and use this information and sort of shift things to a certain direction propaganda-wise, and that's concerning because we're running out of platforms where censorship and propaganda is not completely overtaking it.
Well, in addition to what Jashinsky had written, I know your other colleague, Victoria Marshall, also wrote that, again, you got to remember how they control the flow of information that would certainly affect or impact an election.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is something, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people look at social media for their news and is very, very heavily either censored or manipulated in a lot of cases. And so TikTok having this much power, even if they may not be using it, they're denying using certain power like the biometric information, they do have the capability of it. And that should be concerning for everyone because that's something that needs to be preemptively dealt with, if so.
Well, your senior editor, John Daniel Davidson, also found that Twitter, in that weeks before the election, of course, talking about how they worked overtime to censor the New York Post story on the Biden-Hunter laptop. We all know about that now, but he was making another piece about how Twitter, quote, brazenly hid the story knowing had they'd seen it, it might have been damaging to Biden. In other words, it's not what they let out, but what they keep back, what they throttle back and are then decide to ramp up.
Absolutely. And ironically, Twitter banned that same writer, John Daniel Davidson, for saying that men are men and women are women. He's still not allowed to tweet on their platform for telling the truth about biology. So it's easy to see how these big tech companies really can manipulate and meddle in ways that they can use to really change the outcomes of certain, you know, things that they want to get done.
One of the more disturbing things, though, happening the other day that the New York Post reporting that Facebook has been spying on private messages of American users and reporting them to the FBI if you say anything anti-government or simply question the 2020 election.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's no surprise. Americans should not be caught off guard that big tech is actively working with this regime to suppress American voices and to suppress free speech. I mean, it's something that they did before the election. It's something that they're doing now, and it's something that they will guaranteed do in the future, especially as we're coming up on the 2022 midterms.
The one source about it was giving information about what was happening with it, and it said all of the Facebook users red flagged as possible terrorists were, and his quote is, conservative right-wing individuals, gun-toting, red-blooded Americans, angry after the election, shooting off their mouths, talking about staging protests, nothing criminal, nothing about violence, massacring or assassinating anyone. And as soon as the subpoena was requested, within an hour, Facebook had gigabytes of data and photos ready to go. They're just waiting for the subpoena to come across.
Yeah, I think we've seen that just happen over and over again under this DOJ and under the FBI. I mean, they're looking for reasons to target the people who are their political opponents. And we saw that with the Trump raid. We saw that when Merrick Garland declared war on concerned parents who were attending school board meetings. And it will keep happening unless Republicans in Congress and voters nip it in the bud.
Well, and balance to allow the other side, the head of Facebook, the company that owns it, Meta, insists that all those claims I just cited were false and it's a misunderstanding of how our systems actually protect people from harm. Do you see any semblance of credibility in that statement?
Unfortunately, no. I feel like every time that there is a, quote, misunderstanding or accidental banning, it is a case where a conservative or someone who has been using their freedom of speech online has been unfairly targeted. So it really is hard to believe anything coming out of the big tech spokespeople about these kinds of issues.
Well, even the one who made the statement saying these claims are false, they later sent out an updated statement and said the claims were wrong. Not false. There's a big difference between being wrong and being false.
Exactly. I mean, it is just, it's insane to see how much power big tech has accumulated. And that's kind of the problem with this TikTok thing is this oversight. Congress needs to be asking these hard questions about, are you collecting data? Are you doing this kind of censorship? And they need to make sure that they get answers on that. They don't just ask questions, because if they can preemptively get a grasp on that, then we won't have to be dealing with the same kind of meddling and manipulating that Americans have now been subjected to for years under Twitter and Facebook.
Democrats are also among those asking the question. So do you think that might actually chill some of this action, or are they just going to ignore it?
I think some do have concerns, but a lot of times those concerns are coming from an area where they actually want more censorship, because they know that big tech will censor in their favor or will manipulate in their favor. So you'll see this big tech conversation play out in congressional hearings, and both parties are upset with big tech, but for different reasons. And obviously the conservative side is more concerned with the freedom of speech issue, whereas the left side, the Democrat side, is more concerned with, are you censoring the people we don't agree with?
All right, Jordan Boyd with Federalist. I want to thank you for your time and some of the background on some of these hearings underway now.
Thank you for having me.
We'll do it again. Jordan Boyd with the Federalist. Coming up, a new survey suggests the number of Christians in the U.S. is diminishing quickly. Do you have an idea why? I think I know, and I think you probably do as well. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli C will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli C, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli, St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
Happy girl taught me those things a young man should know.
Is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So President Biden, in an address talking about making America great again, those of you who fall into that category, do you want to make America great again? You may or may not be a Trump supporter, but do you want America to be great again? To have the economy we had and to have your grocery prices and your other prices and your inflation rate where it was. Whether or not you like Trump, you had to like the numbers. You'd be lying if you said, no, I'm more than willing to pay more and more and more and more. Really? So President Biden was hosting a unity summit at the White House, and he's encouraging Americans to stop hate-fueled violence. He said, we know this. Hate-fueled violence is born in the fertile soil of a toxic division. We have to confront the ways in which our toxic division fuels this crisis for all of us, our differences. He said, certainly don't turn a fellow American into a sworn enemy. That's the same man who said that MAGA people are semi-fascist. And yet he did not condemn a Democrat Senate candidate, Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, calling for Americans to, quote, kill and confront the MAGA movement. No, the president in this speech was urging everyone to unite against the threat of violence. He said it's not the federal government that can act. Everyone has a role to play in this story. He said that thought line of hate never fully goes away. It only hides. He said, as a senator, I once believed hate could be defeated, but I now realize that if given enough oxygen, it would flourish again. And then he adds, in the past few years, has been given too much oxygen in our politics, in our media, on the internet. It's all about power and profit. And he urged the audience, don't be intimidated by critics. He said, folks, we cannot be intimidated by those we're talking about this as some kind of wacko liberals. We need to say enough. We can't remain silent. I agree with a lot of what he said, but if you're going to really be honest about it, you're going to have to focus where all the hate and divisiveness is coming from. Is there some on the right? Is there a lot on the right? Yes. And on the left. But until I see Democrats call out their own for what they're calling out, quote, MAGA Republicans or MAGA people for, then I say your hypocrisy is not going to make things better. You've got to be willing to call balls and strikes on both sides. I have constantly, you know, gone after Trump on things he said in the past when he was president, things that I thought, one, were classless, and two, wrong as far as saying, period. But I don't see, I'm looking, in fact, right now, there's a professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. As you know, the Queen Elizabeth funeral continues. My God, they have dragged that poor body all over that country. But this professor at Carnegie Mellon tweeted out that I hear, that's when she is on the throes of death, she said, I hear that her empire is finally dying. May her pain be excruciating. And added, that wretched woman and her bloodthirsty throne of F generations on my ancestors on both sides of the family. May she die in agony. Well, if she's talking about the imperialistic arm of the English, yes, that was true, but it was not all through Queen Elizabeth, although she was on the throne for plus 70 years. But again, it's at this point calling her wretched, hope she dies in agony. I don't hear anybody on the left condemning that. In fact, what happened, thousands of university professors signed an open letter supporting her, supporting those kinds of remarks. I could say maybe I understand if her family was caught in some of the imperialistic outreach of the British Empire and her family suffered and maybe even killed. I certainly understand that. But if you're going to support her, you need to also say there are other stories like that, too, that actually involve people of your own country against them, their own countrymen. So there's a new report by Pew Research. It suggests the number of Christians is quickly diminishing in this nation and basically being replaced by those who don't identify with any religion. 90% of Americans identified as Christians in the early 90s. That would include children, falling to 64% by 2020. Those identifying as religiously unaffiliated, skyrocketing from 15% to 29%. Other religions, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, account for 6%. I'm not surprised by the fall off in Christianity or worshiping, period, whatever your religion is. Not when you look around at what we're allowing to happen in this nation, and particularly with our children. I've got a perfect two examples coming up in news and commentary. I'm asking you to stay with us to hear news and commentary shortly after the national news break, and you'll understand why I'm saying what I did. And then, of course, we're going to focus again on Martha's Vineyard. I'm thinking about going down to Florida and getting a free flight to Martha's Vineyard. You want to go with me? Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.